This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government to provide education, health and employment support for those injured in Gen Z uprising, declares journalist Suresh Rajak as a martyr. Election Commission sets up proportional representation office and allocates symbols ahead of March 5 lower house election. Sudur Pashim Royals and Biratnagar Kings face off for direct final spot in NPL qualifier today. And Saudi Arabia and Qatar sign landmark agreement for high-speed rail linking capitals. Now, the news in detail. The government has introduced several key decisions aimed at providing relief, recognition and economic support following recent national events. A cabinet meeting yesterday approved the Gen Z Injured Relief Assistance Procedure 2082 Bikram Sambat, paving the way for education, health and employment support to individuals injured or disabled during the Gen Z uprising. Government spokesperson and Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel said the plan is intended to ensure long-term assistance for affected citizens. The cabinet has also declared journalist Suresh Rajak, who died during demonstrations at Tinkuni on 28 March 2025, a martyr, acknowledging his loss during the protest. In economic decisions, the government has set the minimum purchase price of sugarcane at ₹620 per quintal for fiscal year 2025-26. Farmers will continue to receive a subsidy of ₹70 per quintal. Similarly, the government has endorsed an updated list of 27 poor families from 10 districts including Terathum, Nawalparasi East and West, Parbat, Morang and Sunsari, making them eligible for targeted support programs. The cabinet has also approved the Financial Procedures and Fiscal Responsibility Second Amendment Regulation 2082 Bikram Sambat. The Election Commission has set up a dedicated office of the election officer to manage the proportional representation system for the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5, 2026. The new office, established within the Commission's premises, was inaugurated by Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari. A team of 41 staff members will oversee proportional representation-related work. Under the proportional system, 110 of the 275 seats in the lower house will be elected. In a related development, Finance Minister Rameshwar Khanal and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Anil Kumar Sinha met with the Commission to review election preparations. The Commission says these discussions will help ensure that both the House of Representatives and National Assembly elections are conducted in a clean, free, fair and fearless manner. In the meantime, the Election Commission has also allocated election symbols to political parties participating in the House election. The Commission says 120 parties had applied to take part in the polls. Of them, 102 parties have been given individual election symbols, while 12 parties that applied to contest jointly have been assigned a single joint symbol. In total, 107 different symbols will appear on the ballot. Although 143 political parties are officially registered with the Commission, 114 will participate in this election process. According to the Commission spokesperson Narayan Prasad Bhattarai, the allocation of symbols completes a key preparatory step for the upcoming vote. Prime Minister Susila Karki has directed government agencies to take urgent measures to address widespread problems in Nepal's foreign employment sector. In a meeting yesterday with officials from the Ministries of Labour, Employment and Social Security, Foreign Affairs, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs and the Department of Foreign Employment, the Prime Minister emphasized the need to protect migrant workers from exploitation, hardship and situations requiring emergency rescue. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the Prime Minister urged officials not to frame policies that favour foreign employment agencies, stressing that the safety and well-being of workers must come first. She also called for strict enforcement of requirements, ensuring that workers learn the language, understand the nature of their jobs, and receive proper training before traveling abroad. She further instructed agencies to take firm action against agents and manpower companies that lure people, especially from rural areas, into unsafe foreign employment. Law Minister Anil Kumar Sinha, Communications Minister Jagadish Kharel, Chief Secretary Suman Raj Arial and senior secretaries from the Prime Minister's office and relevant ministries attended the meeting. In the meantime, Prime Minister Karki has held talks with the Citizen Protection Campaign team led by medical professional Durga Pasai. Home Minister Om Prakash Arial, Prime Minister's Chief Advisor Ajay Bhadra Khanal, Public Relations Advisor Govinda Narayan Timalsina and Chief Secretary Suman Raj Arial were present at the meeting, which was facilitated by lawyers Vinod Mani Bhattarai and Lava Nepani. According to the Prime Minister's private secretariat, Prime Minister Karki reiterated the government's commitment to curbing irregularities and corruption. During the talks, both sides agreed to continue discussions on the campaign's demands. Speaking to the media afterward, Prasai said he had urged the government to consider holding a referendum on the existing governance system through all-party consultation, and claimed Prime Minister Karki assured him that a decision on the matter would be made by December 17. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ड्याडी इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जिरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जिरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरै हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज The Ministry of Home Affairs has directed all district administration offices to prepare official records of the 45 individuals declared martyrs of the Jhenji uprising. In a circular issued to all 77 districts, the ministry instructed chief district officers to compile and maintain the list within 3 days. The government has officially recognized 45 people who lost their lives during the protest of September 8 and 9 as martyrs. Their names were formally declared through a notice published in the Nepal Gazette on November 3rd. The 17th National Human Rights Convention has kicked off in Lalitpur, bringing together government officials, human rights activists and civil society organizations to discuss key issues of rights protection and democratic governance. Speaking at the opening session, Home Minister Om Prakash Arial emphasized the government's commitment to protecting human rights and institutionalizing democracy. The week-long convention, coordinated by Women for Human Rights, Single Women's Group in collaboration with 125 organizations, aims to localize the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and provide a platform for dialogue on diverse human rights and social justice issues. International Anti-Corruption Day is being marked today with a theme uniting with Youth Against Corruption, Shaping Tomorrow's Integrity, which highlights the vital role of young people in building fairer, more transparent societies. The day is being marked across the globe since the passage of the United Nations Convention Against Corruption on October 31, 2003, to raise public awareness for anti-corruption. The day aims to raise public awareness of corruption and what people can do to fight it. Now, a sports news update. The qualifier stage of the Nepal Premier League NPL cricket tournament begins today in TU International Cricket Ground, Kathmandu. Sudurpashchim Royals and Biratnagar Kings will face each other in qualifier 1 at 4 p.m. The Royals and the Kings advanced to the first qualifier as the top two teams in the league standings. Sudarpasim Royals secured 6 wins from 7 matches, while Biratnagar Kings won 5 of their league games. The winner of today's class will book a direct spot in the final, while the losing side will get another chance through the eliminator round. Now, on to an international news update. Saudi Arabia and Qatar have signed a landmark agreement to build a high-speed electric railway linking their capitals, Riyadh and Doha. According to Saudi state media, the rail line will connect King Salman International Airport with Hamad International Airport, carrying passengers at speeds of over 300 kilometers per hour. The journey between the two cities is expected to take about 2 hours. The project is planned to be completed within 6 years, serving an estimated 10 million passengers annually and creating around 30,000 jobs across both countries. The agreement was signed in Riyadh during talks between Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman and Qatar's Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. It is regarded as a major step in strengthening ties between the two Gulf neighbors, whose relations were strained after Saudi Arabia and three regional allies cut diplomatic and transport links with Qatar in 2017. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in Kochi province, while the weather is likely to remain mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of westerly winds across the country at present. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 18 and 20 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government to provide education, health and employment support for those injured in Gen Z uprising, declares journalist Suresh Razak as a martyr. Election Commission sets up proportional representation office and allocates symbols ahead of March 5 lower house election. Sudarpasim Royals and Biratnagar Kings face off for direct final spot in NPL qualifier today. And Saudi Arabia and Qatar sign landmark agreement for a high-speed rail linking capitals. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.